السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وحضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jum'ah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of Deen and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on this Mubarak day of Jum'ah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications and جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Safar year in South Africa, 1447. And in 90% of the countries and cities of the world, today, Friday, Jumu'ah, is the 14th of Safar, 1447. Just look outside of your window now and you will see Laylatul Badr, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Qudrat ka karishma, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. You South African, look at it now, and look at it tonight also. You will see it's a full circle. Almighty Allah is showing us everything. I will take you to your maximum, and thereafter you will see that you will get weaker, weaker, and then you will pass away. And that is how the world functions, the rise and the fall of people and nations. So everything is a big sign and a big lesson for each one of us. So on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, we start a new surah, a new chapter. Yesterday, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we completed chapter 51, Surah Zariyat. Hence, today is chapter 52, Surah Tutur. And why? Because of the starting of this particular chapter. And it comprises 49 verses. And it is Makkiya, which was revealed before the migration of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. So that is why we should know that Makkiya means that, and remember Madaniya means that it was revealed after the migration, even if it was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. For example, during the occasion of Hajj or during the occasion of Umrah and so forth and so on. So that is the easy meaning of it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. What is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman, remember, it is that attribute and name of Almighty Allah. You cannot use it for any creation. And there must be a prefix before that, Abdul Rahman for a boy, and Amatul Rahman for our daughter or girl. And Rahim, you can use for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and for creation, Rahim only, or our daughter, our auntie, Rahima. So that also is permissible. So that is an easy distinction between these two great attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we are focusing on chapter 52, verses 1 to 4. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is taking an oath and say so many things here. So let's analyze each one and see what does it mean. Wat-tur-i. So when you find a vowel and that vowel preceding a noun and the last letter in the noun has a kasra, has a zair, so remember that vowel is for qasam. Then we remember the words of our beloved Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, buried in Istanbul, spent more than 50 years in Makkah Mukarrama. He used to say, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi sha'anin. But Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl and benevolence, when we were in Makkah Mukarrama, we used to sit in the dars and durus, in the lessons of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah. And when we were in Medina Munawwara, we used to sit in the dars and lessons of Sheikh Umar Falata. So Sheikh Sabuni hails from Halab, Aleppo, Syria, and he, Sheikh Umar Falata, his family originally from there, Nigeria, and one of the great sheikhs on Hadith, mashallah. 49 years he taught Hadith Sharif there in Masjid Nabawi. When I became a student, he was always teaching inside Riyazul Jannah, where Imam Malik Rahimahullah used to teach, and no other scholar had that sharaf and honor to teach Hadith Sharif there. So therefore, we should take the great, great jewels from these giant scholars. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Wat-tur, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is taking a qasam and an oath on Mount Sinai. Ten mountains where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam directly. Ten mountains where Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Ba'da gharqi Fir'aun, after the drowning and the disgrace of the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, Allah conferred upon him the Torah. But Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, when President Mursi, Hafiz Mursi, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, the Sisi and them, the Pharaohs, they destroyed him and they martyred him, the Haramis, Murtads. So remember, we two presidents, three of them, we will call them Rahimahullah, of Saudi Arabia, King Faisal, a Shaheed, Rahimahullah. We read the Salatul Janaza Ghaiban Day at Newtown Madrasa in 1975. So I don't know if you were there when we read the Janaza Mona Salim, but I know I was there. And the Saudi ambassador came in 75 and so forth, 50 years ago, you know. So for him, we make special dua, King Faisal al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah. Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. For President Saddam Hussein, so yes, crimes he committed, we all are sinners, but he stood firm for the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and dead against the Shias. And he was reading the Kalima, and he had a nice big beard at the time of his martyrdom by the Americans and the Kuffar Shias. So I'm Abdul Qadir Hussein. That is President Saddam Hussein. So we are not connected, or he's not my uncle and I'm his nephew. So he's Hussein, I'm Hussein. Mashallah, the person who wrote the Quran Sharif that you find there in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Usman Hussein Taha. But you will just find in the Quran Sharif at the back, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. He told me that personally his full name is Usman Hussein Taha. So Allah grant him the great, great reward for his great contribution towards this ummah. Every Quran Sharif you find in the Haramain Sharifain, the barakah, the reward goes to him. So nevertheless, and the third person, remember, is him, Hafiz, President Muhammad Mursi of Egypt. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So it was during his time, my wife and myself, we said, let's go. So we went there, mashallah, to this mount, you see, Sinai. And the brother's name was Suleiman. Suleiman told me, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, if you're not going to climb today, you will never climb in your life. I said, what you mean? He said, see, it's drizzling today. It only drizzles here twice or thrice a year. And it's the best time to go up. I asked him how long it takes. He said 1.5 hours. So in my mind, I thought maybe 2 hours. He's used to it. It took us 4 hours to climb up. No water, nothing. Because there were no tourists at that time. You know, very few. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went right on top. So I told Suleiman, today I'm doing everything. You must just follow me. And on top, they got the masjid one side. And behind it, they got like a place for the Christians as well. And at the bottom, they got the Saint Catherine, the church there, you see that. So nevertheless, I rendered the adhan, made imamate, and told him, Suleiman, you follow me. And we made dua there. What a magnificent feeling. What tour that Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on Mount Sinai. Wa kitabim mastur. Allah takes an oath on the kitab, on the book mastur, where everybody, everything's history, geography, and destiny is written there. Mastur, to be written, you see. Inscribed there. So that is the Lawh-e Mahfuz. So my destiny, your destiny, everybody, everything's destiny is written there and recorded there. We don't know. So we must ask Almighty Allah for khair and goodness. All times, all places, all circumstances. And Allah protect us from all the sharr and all the fasad and all the fitna, trials and temptations. So Allah taking a qasam and an oath on the book where everything is inscribed and written. Fi raqqin manshur. Raqqin fi jildin. So in that piece of leather, in that piece of where it is written, manshur, maftuh. Everything will be open and exposed on the day of justice. Wa wajadu ma amilu hadira. Every person will find today is Jumu'ah, O Muslim, did you read Surah Kahf? من قرأ سورة الكهف ليلة الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بينه وبين البيت العتيق. Sheikh Albani, who I met, rahimahullah, he said his hadith is sahih and is mentioned there by Imam Darimi, rahimahullah. So if you read Surah Kahf at night, last night, the night of Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from wherever you are, right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. If you read it now during the day after Fajr and so forth, so man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai and Sahih Muslim, various compilations. So there you will read, ma li hadha al-kitab la yughadiru saghiratan wa la kabiratan illa ahsaha. What is wrong with this book of deeds? Everything is recorded and it is ordained and prescribed already. Meaning that we did all the good or all the vices. Allah alone forgive us for our vices. Ya Sattar, Allahumma astur jami'a uyubina wa dhunubina. Ya Allah, forgive us for all and make satari and cover and conceal all our weaknesses and our sins and vices. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. Hadith is sahih, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Ya Allah, cover our shame and our faults and our vices and sins. Ya Allah, grant us security and safety at a time of fear, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Fi raqqim manshur. So on that piece of leather or paper, Allah knows best. Manshur, everything exposed and open. Wal baytil ma'amur. Wow, qasam again. Allah takes a qasam on the house that is ma'amur, that is frequented. Frequented by who? Not by mortals and insan and human being like me and you. This is Baytul Ma'mur. You know where the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah is? There in Makkah Mukarrama, Umm al-Qura. You see, the nucleus, the essence, and the central point, remember, of this world, that is Makkah Mukarrama, Baytullah. So if you go right on top, heavens, 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 there is another Baytullah. It's called Baytul Ma'mur. And me and you, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, Alhamdulillah. We perform tawaf and we go round and round. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra. One tawaf is 7 circuits in 7 rounds. So you go 50 times round the Baytullah. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. You will come out so pure and cleansed from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gives birth to you. So we have that freedom, we can go. And we see the malaika, the angels, they only have a chance once. And they go round the Baitul Ma'mur and then finish the other jamaats, other groups. In droves and droves they come. And big, big groups, the angels come to make the waf around Baitul Ma'mur. O Muslim, how fortunate you are. How fortunate I am. Allah Jalla Wala took us right to the Baytullah, right inside the Baytullah. Allahumma laka shukr kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Allahumma laka almulku kullu. Ya Allah, alone do we praise you. Only you do we praise. All kingdom sovereignty is for you. And all grace is for you. So that is all, mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He has power over everybody, everything, and the entire universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 13 Safar, 1447 in South Africa, 14 Safar in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, and majority cities, countries, continents of the world. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, four Jutlas and four Jews, Zionists dispatched to hell by our Hamas. We are proud of Hamas. We associate ourselves with Hamas. Although the Munafiqeen and the Kufar and the Murtadeen, they hate them. We don't have to bother about them. Netanyahu is not bothered about the hostages. Today, last night, they had a great big meeting, marathon meeting, and it finished up in the early hours in the morning. The army told him, we can't go into Gaza and take over the whole Gaza. You don't have military experience. Nor you, Netanyahu, nor you, Smotrich, nor you, Harami, Ben-Gvir. Whole lot, three musketeers, three haramis, and three shaitans, all war criminals, but they would not listen. And the 20 hostages that are alive, the families are marching, thousands of them, that they will be killed and so forth. And the chief of the army say that this will become a death trap. So we say, come, eh, Jutla, harami, Zionists, come, please come. And Hamas will, inshallah, dispatch you straight to Jahannam. Allahumma عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملعونين ومن والاهم. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy these Jutlas and the Zionists and whoever is helping them, whether it is America or whether it is the Arab tenpot dictators like Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan and Bahrain and Egypt and all these characters, Morocco, whole lot murtadeen, kafirin, ghaddarin and khabithin and awlad to shaitan, that is what they are. Yesterday, last night, this Israeli terrorist Nazi army killed 6 people there in Lebanon and wounded 10. Any day they feel like, they'll just start killing people in Lebanon or in Syria or there in Gaza, or they will shoot their missiles, in Yemen. But our Yemeni brothers are fixing them up. They control the whole Red Sea, that area there. And now the ships have to take the long route and that double, triple their expenses. So very good. Our Yemeni brothers, Allah reward you and so forth. You see, big harami, the pedophile, the rapist, the felon, the criminal. And that is Donald Duck Trump, the harami. He says the Epstein files are a hoax. He must say that. His name is there. And Clinton's name is there. Prince Andrew's name is there. MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan's name is there. You saw the New York Times released everything. So on Tuesday, and you can go read it online and see everything. It's gone already viral. Lula of Brazil and Modi of India both belong to BRICS. And now on both of them, Trump has imposed 50% tariffs. So they discussing what ways must we do. Let us use a strategy that we can undermine America and we boost BRICS and teach America and Trump a lesson. Once they start de-dollarizing, then the dollar falls, America falls, Israel falls, and all these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis fall. Wailul lil Arab. Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Waylun. Waylun means destruction, failure. You land up in Jahannam, you hukamul Arab, you leaders of the Arab countries. And for the Saudis, special hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for Sham. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Ya Allah, give us barakah, blessing in Sham. Sham in English, the Levant. Levant, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, all four countries constitute the Levant, the Sham. If the Sheikh of Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, wrote a whole book on Sham, which I have, Manaqib al-Sham. And remember that great, great ulama, I visited all these countries with Allah's help. And then, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina, all these hadiths in Bukhari Sharif. For Yemen, four du'as. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people and blessing to the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. True Iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. And true wisdom you will find in Yemen. Wal-Fiqhu Yamaniyun. And the true understanding of deen, you will understand it there in Yemen. And then they said, Najd. Najd is your Riyadh and all those areas. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua and said, there is fitan and there is zalazil. Go open Bukhari Sharif. So you can see the fitnas, the trials, the kufr coming out from Saudi Arabia. And now especially during the time of MBS, the murtad bin shaitan. So therefore we need to name them, shame them. One brother sent me a message there in the Arab sites. My name is there. They say only one sheikh is speaking against him, and that is Abdul Qadir Hussein. So yesterday I sent it down the status. It's all in Arabic. You can read it in your leisure time. So Lula and Modi are discussing, you see that, because they won't take it lying down. You must, any country, any organization harms the interest of America and Israel, remember, we will definitely support them, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim. Let's make that clear. Police raids bookshops there in Kashmir, Kashmir of India. So this is what Quran taught us, chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies of Muslims will be the Jews, the Jutlas, and will be the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu is our enemy. Yes, we say majority of them our enemy, as enshrined in the noble Quran, لَيْسُ سَوَاءً. Now imagine they go there, confiscate the books and say, no, that these books here are going to incite trouble and so forth and all. Listen to what Trump says, the harami. He says all the Middle East countries should have formal ties with Israel. Israel is an illegitimate state, is a harami. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And now he wants to now apply pressure on them. No, you must have ties with them. We will give you this concession, this, oh Muslim, oh Arab. Yet if you got Iman, you got Islam, tell Trump to go to hell. Tell America with their Hollywood to go to hell. And tell Israel and the Jutlas and the Zionists to go to hell. We must liberate Palestine and get rid of all these Jutlas and tell them footsack from there. And if you don't understand footsack, kalimatu zajrin lil kalb, it is a word in Afrikaans you use when you're chasing the dog away. And these are the dogs. Allah Ta'ala called them فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ, the dogs. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, the donkeys. Allah called them in chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. They are the swines and the pigs. They are the monkeys. That is what Allah calls them. Whether you like it or not, we're not interested in that. So remember that the Lebanese government, another tattoo. Tattoo is an Urdu word for pony. So another small donkeys and ponies, they are listening to Trump. They say, no, master, we will carry it out. Don't worry. So the Lebanese government is also trying to disarm Hezbollah. You see, they kafir Shias, majority of them. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, after he went to Iran and he saw what they did there in Kashan, they built the shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, la'natullahi alayh. Remember, they called him Shuja'uddin. You did something very good. When he realized, he said, I wasted my life in thinking I can bring unity between the Shias and the Sunni Shias and Shaitan. He said, I won't call them Hezbollah now, I'll call them Hezbollah Shaitan. Go read these speeches and everything of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Great scholar, but I don't agree with all his fatwa, but he was a great scholar. So now Hamdan Turki. So Hamdan Turki was arrested there in America during the time of Fahd and during the time of Abdullah. He said, no, I will not go and become a person who's Ghaddar, a traitor to the Haramain Sharifain and to Saudi Arabia. So they locked him up for 19 years on fabricated charges. You see that? He's going back home to Riyadh and Saudi after 19 years in the prisons there in US. That is America. Our sister, my sister, your sister is there. Did you make dua for her? Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Ya Allah, grant our sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Afia, grant her honor and all these Pakistanis, Parvez Musharraf and the army and whoever else was involved. Ya Allah, you decimate, destroy them. Those who died, send them straight to Jahannam. And Allah, bring back our daughter, our sister, back to her children there in Pakistan, and her sister Fauzia. And our brothers in Gitmo, you Trump, you speak about the Muslim countries, Arab countries, must have formal ties with the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So what the hell our Muslims are doing there, the Sunnis in your Gitmo, from the time of George W. Bush? You should be the last people to speak about human rights and democracy. The whole world wanted ceasefire in Gaza. 5 times you, Trump and Biden, you vetoed it. So you are the biggest harami. You are the biggest terrorist, you haramis. See the Emirates. I always told you, therefore myself, I don't think ever I will fly with Emirates again unless there's some drastic changes. Listen to this story. This is not a story, it's a reality. I heard it myself on BBC and so forth. An Emirati plane lands there in Sudan. And who are the people in that plane? Colombian soldiers. So for who are they fighting? They're fighting for the rapid forces to destabilize the Sudan after government. So the Sudani government saw this Emirati plane and they shot at it and so forth and so on. Very good. They should have blasted all these guys there and burned that plane also. They'll get more sawab and reward for them. You must remember this type of things. So therefore, if you got true iman, you don't have iman is different thing, you see. But if you got true love for Gaza, you got true love for Palestine, then you can't be supporting Dubai and Abu Dhabi. They send trucks in there and tell the world we're sending in aid. But the trucks are empty. There's hardly anything there. So it's just an exercise of futility to fool the public and the masses, because they know the masses are S's. You must remember that. Pakka kafir murtad government, remember, in Emirates. And you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world regarding MBS and MBZ, both haramis and murtads. There in the West Bank, the Jutlas are now putting big, big slogans there on the walls and everywhere. Al-Mawtu lil-Arab, in the Hebrew language, death to the Arabs, and they're planting trees. They destroy our trees, they steal our orchards, and now they want to say we're planting trees and all that. Okay, Azerbaijan and Armenia, remember, they were leaders, will meet today in the White House, and Trump, you see, Trump is a narcissist, he's an egoist, he's a rapist. So he loves to take credits. You see, I brought peace. But he can't bring peace in Palestine because they 100% accomplice in these war crimes. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. For you ulama and you brothers and sisters who know the Urdu language, very, very sad. Therefore, me and you should always cry to Allah and beg Allah, especially on a Mubarak day like this Friday. Chapter 3, verse number 8. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us guidance, and grant us from your side the special mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Innaka Antal Wahhab, you are the best of giver. You know this person in the whole Indo-Pak, his Arabic is one of the best. Urdu is a master. He's from Lucknow. And he knows English also. His name is Salman Nadwi. When I was at CII, you know, full 17 years I was there. Now with our markers, with Allah's help, this is the 8th year. Allah kabul for my, Allah accept it. So I interviewed him for Salman Nadwi when he visited South Africa. That man is a genius. But you see, sometimes, aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. He gave a lecture, and I have it. Anybody of you want it from the ulama or people who did, I can't just send it out. You know, his photo snap and all that is there. You must see the words he uses for Amir Muawiyah. Astaghfirullah. So I say, Salman Nadwi is a Shia, a sympathizer of the Shia, bought off by the Kafir government of Iran, and we cannot read Salat behind Salman Nadwi. He's a total sellout, another scholar for dollar. You must just listen to the words he uses. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen. For 19 and a half years, almost 20 years, every Sahabi who met him took the bay'ah out of allegiance. And this person, Salman Nadwi, makes derogatory statements, criticizes him, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. You, Salman Nadwi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Hadith أخرجه الإمام الترمذي في جامعه وسننه. So remember, we say, Salman Nadwi, la'anatullahi alayk. Allah's curse be upon you for the nonsense you spoke to make the Iranian kafir Shias happy. Therefore, aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Women and money destroy scholars also. Okay, now let's give you our story, South African story. You see, there were two Burkis. You don't know the term Burkis. There were two white farmers. So this white farmer, he killed two African ladies, black ladies. He shot them dead. And he told the other Burki, he told the other guy, take their bodies and feed them to the pigs. So this guy who took the bodies and fed them to the pigs, so now he changed to state witness. He said, I will sing like a canary and I will spill all the beans. So can you believe it? In the court, he walks free. So now how do the 80%, 70% of South African blacks feel? Where's the justice in that? So remember, you see, our whole political system and judicial system is corrupted to the core. Let me tell you that. ANC defends BEE. Another disaster. Remember that, both of them. And no current, ANC. BEE, waste of time. Pick and pay, starting a new era. If you know the history of pick and pay, the Ackerman, you see. Now in the new board, no Ackermans will be there and so forth. But remember the 60-60 and checkers and all of them have left them far behind according to what we're seeing. Pretoria is at the crossroads with Washington. Our government doesn't know what to do. 30% tariff is already effective against us and so forth and so on. Yesterday, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went to the hospital. Myself, my wife, and Suleiman Esop, he took us, Allah reward him, to go visit our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. MashaAllah, he's feeling much better. Make dua for him. Allah grant him siha, afiyah. Allah ta'ala give him a long life and barakah in his life. Allah reward the whole capital group and the whole capital family. Today, if you got any nikahs, your daughter, sister, whoever, sons, grandchildren, so send it now to our number here, Junaid Mota, 084-786-3132. Just the announcement of the nikah between 10 and 10:30, Mozahid Khan will announce it. Remember the khutbah today in Salat from Makkah Mukarramah will be rendered by Sheikh Usama. So Khayyat, so he's imam for many years, over 30 years now. So he is one of the senior old imams, so he will deliver the khutbah and so forth. And the adhan will go 11:26. So the khutbah will start 11:30 South African time, Saudi time 12:30, inshallah. We will be there in Springs. Haji Ahmed Abdi, inshallah, will pick us up. And we'll be going to Springs, and inshallah, our Jummah will be there in Masjid Ashraf, where Mawlana Muaz Mayat is. From 12:15 to 12:45 is the lecture. It will be live, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Remember three Ijtimas. Ijtima today in Durban, day in Overport, Crescent Field, Wattle Crescent. So starting, so Allah make that Ijtima a great success and a means of Hidayat. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And these people trying to make distractions and thus and all that. Leave all the beaches and all the haram places. Remember that. Go there with this intention for self-reformation. Then tomorrow day in Zimbabwe, Harare, Ijtima will start. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala accept that Ijtima. And then next week will be in Beira, Saturday, Sunday, Monday also. So Allah Ta'ala make that Ijtima also a resounding success and a means of Hidayat. G. Mawasaleem, we have 10 minutes plus minus there. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, my cat is very sick. She's at the hospital. The vet suggests to put her down. Is this allowed?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So remember, euthanasia, mercy killing in animals, totally permissible. So your cat or your dog that you use for security purposes is very, very sick and ill. And now the vet says we have to put it to sleep and now kill it, totally permissible. And in human beings, it's not permissible. If somebody's condition is critical, you can't say give him euthanasia, tablet, injection and let him die. Nay. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, this person, if death is better for him, give death. If life is better, Ya Allah, give life. So that is the fatwa unanimously regarding these two issues. The animals will be different, and human being the masterpiece of Allah's creation, the law will be different.
Mufti Sahab, we are leaving for Umrah. I just wanted to ask, when I'm making dua at any time after my salah, I lift my hands to make dua, I start to cry, really cry and sob. Why does this happen? Also request your pious duas.
MashaAllah, that's a sign of sincerity, that's a sign of qabooliyat. If you're still embarking on your journey, you are thanking Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, metugunegarhu. I'm a sinner, I'm a fasik, fajir. Out of your grace, your fadl, your mercy, you extended this invitation to me. Very good. And when you see the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, you will cry even more. Because Makkah means to crush us. We all muster somebody. When we go there, we muster nobody. And Makkah, to cry, you see that. So in that way, it's very good sign. And always the tawaf you make, the sa'i, the umrah you make, the ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara, and so forth and so on. So all that you must beg Allah Jalla Wala, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Ya Allah, these broken efforts of ours, Ya Allah, through your mercy, accept it, through your further grace and mercy. Wonderful sister, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu warda, during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm asking your permission, I want to go for Umrah. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, and go open Ibn Majah, and that you will find. Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him and said, Ya Ukhayya, oh, my young brother, meaning in status and all that. He's younger, obviously. That man, smaller compared to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my young brother, my beloved brother. Ashrikna fi du'aik. Include us in your du'as. So you, sister, your brother, you're going to be to you for Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah in Makkah Mukarrama. To you for Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. So make du'a for us. You know, halat, conditions have changed. Our hearts pine to be there, but we can't go because of the political scenario. The last Hajj 2019, last Umrah 2020. But we cry, we beg, we petition Allah. Chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Everybody who wants to go for Umrah Hajj, read this verse abundantly, profusely. Chapter 2, verse 128.
Mufti Sahab, is there any dua to read to get married and to have a good spouse?
MashaAllah, all you youngsters now, instead of firing blanks and all that, getting involved with boyfriend, girlfriend, some of you get involved, Adam and Steve also. Islam only teaches us Adam and Eve, and no Madam and Eve business. Islam is pure. Islam wants a chaste society. So every day read, those of us who are not married, those of us who are married, and those of us who are like me and Muhammad Salim Kareem, married for many, many decades with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, keep on reading daily. Surah chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, grant us such spouses. Grant us such progeny, offspring, that are the coolness of the eyes. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, ek ajeeb jumla farmaya, he wrote an ajeeb sentence. He said, you know, when the husband and wife, they click together, it's not the bodies only must meet, the hearts must meet, then that is just a small namuna, a sample example of Jannat al-Firdaus. Nothing can take the place of Jannah, but you see the happiness you go through. Today people say they're going for honeymoon, 1 week, 2 weeks, then after that the honey is missing and the moon is missing. So this becomes a long, long honeymoon, when the bodies meet and the hearts meet. And when it doesn't meet, then it's a small, small sample, example, namuna of Jahannam. Every day they fighting, fighting. Mawlana Salim, you can use this in today's lecture of yours. I don't know where you are, but nevertheless. So they ask one Mota, Junaid Mota, you listening? That how's your marriage, Papa? Papa said, at night, we are like Russia and Ukraine. We say peace, 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 peace. Daytime, we say war, 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 shooting and fighting and the vows and the ructions. So that is no good, you see that? So the hearts must meet and the bodies must meet. So read this dua, chapter 25, verse 74, and all of you get married quickly, quickly. All this business of delaying 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, all haram, not permissible, all that.
Please advise. Does a husband need to give his wife money monthly?
Certain things in Islam are farz and wajib. Roti, kapra, makan. You have to give her shelter, food, clothing, education. All that you are responsible for. So one is akhlaqi farz. And what is called? You must remember a moral obligation. Jeb kharch, you see. When I went to school, the first time I went to school was in the early 60s. My father would give me a tiki. Then it went to 5 cents. Tiki, you know, 2.5 cents. Then 5 cents, then 10 cents, then 20 cents, then 50, then 1 rand, then 5 rand. So they increase it all the time. Because a lot of barakah, blessing in the money that time, you see that? So now you, according to your pocket, don't wait for your husband, for your wife to ask you, oh husband, say, oh honey, we take this money. If you want a successful marriage, last statement, then I'm going for salat. If you want a happy marriage, how cute is the wife when she is mute? You got it, Junaid Mota? How cute is the wife when she is mute? And how good is the husband when he tells his wife, oh honey, take the money. So you don't only make take the money, then you say take the money also. You see that? Muhammad Salim will explain to you that. جزاك الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته